you did the Kik print for Ohio State University of Oklahoma.
Right.
Tell us about the Kik print and Uwe von Schaumann.
Well, it was one of those moments where I knew this was going to be a classic, knowing the Switzer magic. And I'll never forget Dean Blevins, who was the quarterback and had been hurt. He had been out of, about three or four games or something because of some kind of an injury he had, because he was slated to be the number one quarterback. Dean is one hell of an athlete. You know, he could play basketball for OU, football. He came off the bench and directed the receiver. He hit him for a couple of passes, got him down to put him in position. Switzer called a timeout, called Uwe over, and he said, "Son, you know, 3 seconds is all we got. This is all the marbles." Uwe says, "Don't worry about it, coach." That's when neat Ohio State coach.
Woody Hayes,
yeah. Called another timeout and tried to freeze Uwe. That's when Uwe started directing the chants, called out, defense, blah, blah, blah. And there's Uwe standing there in the middle of the field directing the ensemble. He was cool under fire. And it was at Columbus.
It was at Ohio State.
Yeah.
How many yards out was he?
41 yards.
41 yards.
41, the kick. And that ball, when it left his foot, hell, it was still going. It could have been 50 or 60 yards. It cleared, and it went way up into the stands. And there was one kid from Ohio State. This kid got around Victor Hicks, who's one of the blockers. Switzer said, "Uwe, you know, normally we kick 7 yards back from center. Would it bother you if I tell Mark Lucky, who was the deep snapper, to move it back an extra yard? And you kick 8 yards back instead of 7. Uwe said, "Coach, I don't care if you move it back 12 yards. I am ready to do it." They moved it back one extra yard. And this kid from Ohio State broke through. Right after the ball left, this kid just barely missed it. He hit the ground and sprained both of his wrists, because he got around there and he was just determined to block that thing. If it still had been at 7 yards, he would have. And he just barely missed that. I mean, that's how great Switzer was as a coach. I mean, he anticipated and asked, "Would it bother you if we moved it back an extra yard?" The rest is history, you know. This is a big, big win for us. The game was September 24th, 1977.
In that moment that you saw it, did you think that's a picture?
I had the sketch within a half hour. I had already sketched it out, called. They did kicking assignments on Thursday afternoons, always in the afternoon. And I asked Coach if I could come in and would you set up the blocking assignments the same it was at the game? He said, "Why?" And I said, "I want to do a painting of it." "Yeah, okay, Amelia. All right, okay." So they set up and Uwe went through his motions and they had the same. They set OU players as the Ohio State players. Pretty much recreated the whole scene for me. And the interesting part was, it's never been really explained, but a neat young photographer for Sports Illustrated, who was out of, I think, Wichita, he was a great sports photographer. He was there that Thursday afternoon because the cover of Sports Illustrated came out with the shot of Uwe kicking the field goal. And he saw my sketch that I had already done a half hour after the game. He said, "What'd you do, get a copy of this early?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, have you seen the cover of the Sports Illustrated?" I said, "No." So he came to bring it to Barry and some of the coaches and stuff. I said, "Well, I'll be damned. You got the same idea I've got." He said, "No, you stole my idea." I said, "I had this drawn a half hour after the game. I have witnesses that saw me do it. I think your cover is wonderful, but I had it sketched out before you, okay? And I'm going to do and create a painting of this." "Well, you can't do that." I said, "Watch me. You don't have the license on this." Way back then, people accused me, and I said, that just makes it more interesting. And so we had a big unveiling at the student union. I unveiled the painting and an order blanks for the prints that I was going to produce, which I had not produced, but I just had the original there. We put on a real dog and pony show. All my buddies from ABC who I'd worked with over the years all came to the function because they heard about Omea's going to have this big thing. And so I put on a full bar, food, and my brother, who I got to put three other guys together from Ponca City, he called me that night of that game, my brother, who was an OSU graduate. I said, Raymond, can you raise about $30,000? I told him what I wanted to do, and he says, I've got it, baby. It's done. In fact, we had to include one extra doctor buddy of his in Ponca City. He said, well, if you don't let me in on this, I'm going to take my money out of your brother's bank. And I said, oh, you're in. We'll take your five. You know, we put on a feast, unveiling, and my poor wife, Jody, I said, now, here are these order blanks, honey. Now, see, people might want to order them. Soon we had the big unveiling. Uvi was there. Barry was up on blah, blah, and did all that. And these people started lining up in front of poor Jody at $500 a pop. Some of them were writing checks for $500, credit cards for $500. She was writing these down. I think we had 100 orders that night at $500 a pop. And my brother and Sam Daniels, who was my brother's partner in these banks, Sam was in on this deal with his $5,000. He said, yeah, that's the first time I ever got involved in one of these damn things, and we're going to make money. We're actually going to make a profit. I said, Sambo, that's the idea, okay? He got such a kick out of it. And they got a percentage. The school's got a percentage. I got a percentage, but I'd already been paid up front to do the painting. I went out to California for 2 weeks to produce the serigraphs. They're a 14-color serigraph. They're handmade, and I had to do an overlay for each color and had this thing set up within a thousandth of an inch correction. They would produce each one of these, and then it would dry, and then put it back in 14 times. It's called the Rolls Royce of prints. It's by hand, and I hired a young lady out there who was an art student who helped me pull these screens and the colors and so forth. It was quite a project.
The Uwe von Schaumann kick.
Uwe and I became, and we would run into each other every once in a while. And he's such a neat guy.